Welcome to Olives and Pimentos podcast. I'm speaking with John from the band
Another Joe.
Sweet man, how is the weather in Vancouver right now?
It is exactly what you would expect it to be on this fine April spring day, pouring rain, gray, cold, and very West Coast Canadian. So it sucks. I hate the rain.
Yeah, it's like that here right now. It was raining a bunch yesterday, but today it's like, seriously, it's like Van City right now. Like it's...
It's just depressing to me. I exercise outside every single day, 7 days a week. So no matter what, if it's raining, sleet, snow, whatever. So, you know, there's nothing kind of shittier than walking back in your studio or a home or whatever, and you're just soaking wet and it's just depressing and gross. But so I always just count down to the good months, like to the nice, you know, it smells good outside, the sun's up early, it's super, you know, pretty, but it's just taking forever right now. It's not kicking in. So hopefully that kicks in quick.
Yeah, totally. Like down here, we had a really weird winter in Ontario. We didn't have any winter at all, and then we got hit with a bunch of snow in January and February, March. And then for anyone who doesn't believe in global warming, it's a thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, right. But it, like today in Ontario, like you, like we're in Center Wellington, like Fergus, Alora area, Guelph, if you will. It's just gray and shitty and rainy, and yeah, it looks just like Vancouver outside right now. So
yeah, I feel for you.
It sucks, right? Everyone needs that vitamin D. So
yeah.
So Another Joe. So you guys started back when?
The official, you know, named band version. So excluding kind of. Playing beforehand, what inevitably turned into Another Joe is probably around like 94, 95 ish. When I guess I started writing official Another Joe music, when Allison was brought into the band. And John, my drummer at that time, he and I were playing together before kind of the creation, I guess, or the birth of Another Joe for about a year or so. But yeah, kind of 94, 95 ish around that time.
Yeah, so you guys so I remember seeing you guys a long, so I'm 43 right now. I remember seeing,
you're a pup.
Well, how old are you now?
51. I just turned 51.
A pup. Okay, well, whatever. Sure. I remember seeing you guys play with Gob at the, I believe it was the Brampton Irish Center.
Yeah,
maybe.
Possibly.
That's going back a bit. I'm going back like 97, 98,
97. Yeah, that would sound right. Yeah, right around that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, then... it's, you know what's really funny, man, is I have all of that time is such a blur. Like, it's just sort of like a blur of life. and because we would tour relentlessly in the country. Like, we would play, you know, like every single night. We'd go on for 2 months, like the whole thing. And it just turns into this one melting pot. I had somebody post a picture online somewhere of a, you know, I was there. I mean, it was Allison and I were up front playing. And I have zero memory of, not even a tickle of a memory. It's just like, oh, I guess that happened. But yeah, Ontario, especially because there's so many little, or there used to be, I don't know, but probably not as much now. But there were millions of places to play in Ontario. So,
well, even in Ontario right now, there's still like tons of places to play in Ontario. I don't think it's really changed. Like right now, like even like last year and like, you know, in the before times, right? I think it's all coming back. When I say before times, I mean like before COVID.
Yeah.
It's all coming back now too, and there's lots of live shows and lots of venues and a lot of scenes popping up in like Barrie and Toronto, like still in Toronto obviously, but like a lot of an underground punk rock scene is sort of making its appearance again, if you will. Especially where you guys are too, like skate punk's been It's like with Thousand Oak, sorry, Thousand Island Records being out there,
Yeah, totally.
and with you guys too, right? And you guys, so what's going on? So you guys remastered a bunch of your albums, right?
Yeah, so when I started writing music again, like that we now call AJ 2.0, after the long hibernation and sleep that I kind of required. And when I came out of hibernation and sort of like, hey, you know what, I want to write some music. So when that started me writing, and then posting on social and sort of, you know, just kind of waking up and being, hey, I think I'm going to do some Another Joe stuff. People at Punk Rock Records reached out to me around that time, and Anthony there, he brought up, he sent me like, I mean, he was just as shocked as like a lot of people. He was like, holy shit, Another Joe's playing music again, which was as shocking for me as everybody else. And he sent me this really long IG message and introduced himself, and he said, you know, have you guys done anything with P Against the Wind? And I mean, P Against the Wind was, you know, produced on CDs, and that was it, you know, like back in way back in the day. and
Yeah, 96,
and
right?
yeah 96, and it was re-released again back then too. Like, it was Tom from Gob had a label called Positive Records. The first sort of initial run was done on Positive, and then Landspeed Records re-released it again. But that was it. Like, I mean, it was never looked at again. And we just sort of just kept writing and recording and touring and all that shit. We never thought of, ever just thought about it until this time. And Anthony, he's like, you know, I'd love to release it. And then I agreed. I thought that would be pretty cool. And it felt like, you know, there was people wanted to hear the album and have the album. Like, they couldn't even get the fucking album. It wasn't even on digital. And so then I decided to remaster it at the same time. And that was a really big thing for me, going through the actual process of revisiting the album. Like, I have not listened to P Against the Wind in decades, literally decades. I mean, I
Yeah.
have no reason to listen to it. But when I did, and especially that album, because it was the first album, and you know, I really think that
Hello?
you know, for where they are in their age and just where they are in their headspace and just how passionate they are about actually releasing something and recording. And that was certainly the case for us. I mean, it was a big deal to us way back then to record an album and release it on a CD. That was just amazing. And getting fan mail to a PO box that was in the CD, all that shit was really, really cool. So when I revisited the album and actually had to go through the process of remastering it and then writing out all the lyrics and everything for the re-release of it physically, it really kind of, it was what I needed, and I just didn't know. It was just kind of visiting like an old your old best friend,
Yeah.
and it really made an impact on me. Like, I was just like, yeah, this was special, and this meant a lot to me. And so that was really what that, like, I'll try not to bounce around like a complete lunatic
No,
here,
it's all
but
good. The podcast is, but like I'm a complete lunatic too, and I'm mental, so don't worry about it. The podcast is always
as
like
much as
that.
you want. But I was going to say that even when we re-released P Against the Wind, that my intention with Another Joe was like, there was no band. Like,
Yeah.
Another Joe, it was literally just me working with people at Punk Rock Records. And at the same time, I was recording Ready or Not. But even as I was recording Ready or Not, I had no intention at like in any way to form a band. Like, that was never the idea. I just had this an outlet or an avenue that I had this thing called Another Joe that, and I happened to write Another Joe music. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I can write an album and then just release it as Another Joe, and that's it. Like, I mean, and that's okay. That would have been super happy. That would have meant a lot to me. And people at Punk Records, Rock Records, were stoked to release Ready or Not, knowing that it's like, nope, there's no band. Like, it's just me, and that's it. Until I went through the process of P Against the Wind, And then going through that process, it kind of recharged me. I'm like, no, you know what? I want to play music. Like, I want to go out and play some shows and be a band and write another album and do all that kind of stuff. So that P Against the Wind is really the reason remastering and re-releasing was the reason why Another Jew Got Back Together was going through that process.
Yeah, so
it's cool.
Yeah, because Ready or Not came out 2023 last year, and it was on what do you call it? People of Punk Rock Records too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and then because I just had Upside Down Man on the podcast.
Yep.
And you guys are doing a bunch of shows with them too.
Yeah, that's right.
So for you, what do you call it? And you guys are, what do you call it? So when you were listening to P Against the Wind, basically you're like, fuck, you know what? I want to start playing shows again and stuff like that. So is it the same band that, from back in the day, or is it a bunch of other new dudes?
So Allison, who's the bass player for AJ, has always been sort of my right-hand human being. Not only in the band, we're from the very beginning of Another Joe to this day, we have never not been in each other's lives. Like, we've always, we're thick as thieves. We're, you know, borderline not blood brother and sister. We treat each other like we're family. It's like, so we've always been together in many capacities over mm-hmm. all the years. So she's playing bass. Ryan, I'll get to Ryan in 1 second. And then we needed a drummer, and because I was sort of just trying to get something together, Mario, a friend of ours from way back in the day, everything, he was going to play drums, but he plays with the Real McKenzies, and they're, you know, touring Europe and doing all their stuff. So he wasn't able to commit the amount of time that I needed from him. Just so we could play shows and the juggling act. So Gabe, who currently plays with Gob, he and I and all of us have been friends, of course, obviously, for all this time as well. So Gabe stepped up, and he's one of those dudes that I've always wanted to play in a band with. It wouldn't matter in what capacity. He's an amazing drummer, and you could ask him. I'm the biggest drum nerd there is on the planet Earth. I am like, if I could play drums, I would. I think it's because I can't play drums that I love the drums so much. And if there's anyone to be around, he's the one. He's just a phenomenal drummer. And then Ryan, we were always a three piece forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you guys were never a four piece, were you?
No. We played, like, Tom from Gob had come up and played in Vancouver, like, one show with us.
Yeah.
Just for fun. And it wasn't even planned. Like, he just kind of came up, hey, can I play guitar with you? And he's such a good guitar player and such an he's an amazing guitar player. And his ear is so fucking good that he literally had never played, as far as I knew, played Another Joe music. And then he comes up on the stage and plays like a set with us. So that's the closest we ever came. But I'm almost positive we didn't take a break. After I wrote and we all recorded and released Plasticine, Plasticine's a very guitar album. Like, there's a lot of guitar parts, and the rhythm it's got a much more deliberate rhythm section and parts and stuff. And I knew then, it's like, we need another guitar player.
Yeah.
I always wanted to have like a thicker, bigger sound on stage. So I knew this time around, it's like, okay, no, we're going to start with another, like, I want another guitar player. So Ryan was my guy. He was the only guy. I don't know if I would have been more as comfortable as I am with Ryan playing guitar and sharing guitar duties with. Ryan and I have been close for many, 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 many years. And so he plays guitar. So the very long answer is, one of the people is the same, two of the people are new. But we're all people that were from the 90s with each other.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, you know what I mean? Like, all from the same team.
Yes, same era, if you will, same sort of year.
Yeah.
We're
all using the same walker.
Yeah, there you go. So what just made you to decide to remaster all the albums?
Well,
and how long did that take too? Because you did One, two, three. You did them all, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
everything other than Asking on TV in our library has been remastered. The process of mastering, it doesn't take that really, it doesn't take that long. I mean, it's really just tweaking. So
Well,
we
like I'm
basically
talking
like
about
our
like with your busy life and stuff like that, and having, you know,
yeah
having a
it, it,
family and stuff, right?
it's a juggling act. That's 100% sure. Yeah, you know how it is, man. When you're passionate about something, you can move a mountain. So it's like you figure it out and you do your thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But Crandoodle Daddy and Plasticine, like Pea Against the Wind, when you hear the remastered version compared to the old version, where most people wouldn't even have like a point of comparison because a lot of people don't have the CD. So it's
Oh, I
like
still
sounds
have
good,
it.
like it sounds good. At a point. Well,
Yep.
if you play them back to back, I mean, there's a difference. It sounds good. But Crandoodle
Yeah.
Daddy and Plasticine are fucking worlds apart. Like, I mean, they sound Stuart at Rain City Mastering just did such a good job. Like if you A/B those things, man, it is like such a huge difference. The everything came out so nicely. There's the kick sounds freaking fantastic. Like he did just such a great job. And so I knew when we did P, I'm like, okay, no, I gotta hear what Plasticine and Crandoodle
Well,
Daddy's gonna sound
Plasticine,
like.
the remaster of Plasticine, sorry to cut you off, is, in my opinion, is fucking amazing. Like the remaster, like it's and
It's
that
ridiculous.
it's insane, dude. And I'm glad you
Yeah.
did it because like I stumbled across your IG page, actually, yeah, and I was talking to Upside Down Man and they're like, yeah, we're touring with Another Joe. I'm like, what the fuck? Another Joe is back together, like they're doing shows. And then I went on the old Spotify and I noticed that you remastered Plasticine. I listened to it and I was like, fuck, this sounds like, and you're right too. It is worlds apart.
Yeah, they're I've honestly, and I've heard other, I mean, not like, when we recorded Plasticine, it wasn't like we had like $1 million. We had this huge
No.
production and it sounded good. I mean, it sounded fun. I mean, when you heard it, you'd be like, okay, this is a good sounding album. But the re Stewart's input on it and his adjustments are ridiculous. Like it sounds like a really good modern album. Like that's how I kind of perceive it. And this, I'm not trying to pump my fucking tires. It's got nothing to do with the music. This has got to do with Stewart and his remastering. I mean, he just killed it. He did such a great job.
Well, I'm gonna pump your tires for a bit too, but like when you guys like it's you can listen to let's say a punk rock band right now or a skate punk band right now and it's on you know like this isn't an album that if you were to listen to this right now you wouldn't think this was recorded back in the day you would think this was recorded in 2024 you know what I mean
Right. Yeah.
like
Well,
it's on
that's
this.
awesome to hear. That's cool.
That's it's on the same level as, you know, I'm just gonna throw Death Cemetery. They're a band from Toronto. But it's on the same like it's sounding and they're current, but it, like the album sounds current to now, is what I'm saying.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Plasticine was a record that even when we went in to record it, and I knew. Actually, like John, who is the drummer, a different John. He lived in Windsor, Ontario. He moved out to BC to be in Another Joe when I was starting to write the songs for Plasticine and get it kind of together. And John was an integral part of that. Again, back to the drummer thing.
Yeah.
If you just sit there and listen to Plasticine and just listen to the drums, it's just like, holy shit. Like the guy is so jazz oriented, and you can hear all these influences that are coming into it. And that album was, as far as I'm concerned, light years ahead of Crandoodle Daddy in what I was sort of trying to do, like just to bring in other, like it just sounds a little more, it's just a little more mature, and it was more pulling from all the influences that I had in. With music, because I never was, and I still am not like a hardened, nothing but punk rock, skate punk. Like that's not like my whole thing. I listen to tons of different types of music, lots of metal, funk, blues, you know, like just I love music. So, but you can hear in Plasticine where it's like the music, the arrangements, all that kind of stuff. It's just a little, it's just off kilter from, it's definitely different than Crown Doodle Daddy. And like I said, back to Stuart, he just, with his mastering and the tones, it totally comes together. Like on the remaster, it's like, oh, there it is.
No,
like,
it's,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, even like I said to you, like, even all the remasters, like, you can put them up, against, like, you know, punk bands right now or skate punk bands right now, and they're on the same fucking level. Like, it's, and I wish a lot of other bands would do that back in the day, sort of remaster. And because, like, it's good to have the album to sound garagey and then DIY and whatnot, right? But like I said, like Plasticine, like when you hear that kick pedal, man, fucking dude, it's almost like you're listening to a band from Fat, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. No, absolutely.
It's great. So what have you been listening to lately?
Oh, you know what's so funny is, I don't know about other people, when they ask me that, I just go,
Yeah, me too.
Let's see. I wonder what the, you know, it's funny when I'm at, it's kind of all predicated off what I'm doing. So at my, I own a graphics company and this and that. So a lot of times when I'm doing graphic design, I'll put on chill, like just chill digital beats in the background and just make a whole feel, you know, like just to calm my brain and kind of get into what I'm doing. So that kind of stuff. I'll listen to, I don't know. God, how can I listen? Let's look on my Spotify. What have I been listening to? I was just introduced very recently to Zeal and Ardor. I think that's what they are. I think they would be considered like a black metal band.
Oh, nice. Cool, man. I'm into that shit too.
But they don't, to me, like, they've got like this total blues thing going. The singer's voice is just ridiculously amazing.
Yeah.
So they're amazing. They're just, I've never heard of them before. A friend of mine listens to them, and I'm like, oh my God, these guys are great. Let's see who else. I've recently listened to the Tron Legacy soundtrack by Daft Punk, which was probably easily one of my favorite soundtracks ever created for a movie.
Yeah, man.
I've been listening to some Brutal Youth. We just played with them not too long ago in Vancouver, and they are fucking amazing. I love them a lot.
Yeah, they were on the pod not too long ago. That's a band too. Oh, that, yeah. They work fucking hard, man.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm just getting to know them more personally, and because of course, I mean, I literally did not listen to whatever. I just wasn't in the scene for such a long time.
Yeah.
Really, really fucking nice guys. Like each one of them, they're just super nice. And hardworking band. You know, you have to just respect people like that. So nothing but respect for those guys. Turnstile. I'm really liking the latest Turnstile album
that,
a lot.
Dude, that fucking band. So short story, not really, whatever. We went to see Blink 182, I think it was like last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were supposed to open, and they never did.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah, so I've never seen Turnstile. That was my fiance Jennifer. She's never seen Blink. She's like, would you want to go see Blink? I'm like, well, I've seen Blink like at Vans Warped Tour for $40 when they were, and whatever, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it, when they're really fucking good. I think the new Blink album's fucking dog shit, but whatever.
Do you really? I think the new Blink 182 album is better than, I don't, I, that's a great point. So I've never heard a Blink 182 album from front to back, like in my life.
That's fair.
Even back in the day. And that's got nothing to say about Blink 182. It's just,
no, they're still a good band.
Yeah, totally rad band. I really like their new album.
I think
it's really good.
I can't say it. Like, I like three or four tracks off of it. In my own opinion, I wish they would have. I love all the Matt Skiba stuff too from Alkaline Trio. Matt Skiba, I thought that was the two albums before this one, when Tom wasn't in the band. I loved all the Matt Skiba stuff, and I wish they sort of continued that way. I get why he's back in the band. I understand that part. But I think their first self-titled album is probably one of my favorites. I wish they would have ended it there. But
Right.
I think so Turnstile wasn't there, but I've never seen them. But that fucking band, dude, is they're blowing up and they're doing it right.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think they're a band too that I think what's really cool about them is it's like Nirvana to me. When I was younger,
man.
When I heard Nirvana, Bleach, and I don't know how I heard it. Somehow I heard it. I don't know how or what, but I remember immediately when I heard it, I'm just like, holy fucking shit. Like, this is, and at that time and at my age and all that, you know, I was listening to like AC/DC or Guns N' Roses or whatever. It's probably why I like GNR, because GNR had like this feisty punk rock fuck you thing going on. Plus they had like rock and all this, you know, the persona was there, the attitude was there.
If you look at Guns N' Roses, and not many people know this who are GNR fans, because they just look at Slash and Axl. Duff McKagan's a huge punk rock kid.
Oh my God! Yeah,
he's from Seattle.
All a fucking punk guy. They're all punk people.
Yeah,
all of them. They were all and like the Spaghetti Incident's all punk rock covers. Like, I mean, that's where they came from.
Yeah, and that's a really underrated GNR album too. I listened to that one.
I love that album.
And I listened to what's it called? Welcome to Paradise. No, Paradise. The first album, Appetite for Destruction. There you go. Yeah. Those are the two I listened to. Actually, I do like GNR. Two I go to. I think in my own, I'm not gonna say old age, but middle age, if you will. I'm pretty chosen about what albums and by bands I listen to be honest with you. I just don't throw it on anymore. It's like NOFX. Like, NOFX has, in my opinion, I listen to 4 NOFX albums and that's it. I always give the new stuff a, you know, a spin or whatever. But there, you know, it's like Pennywise. Like, Pennywise, in my opinion, has 3 really good albums and everything else is okay. It's fine.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you on both, like, you know, to me, So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes, I can just listen to that album. And that's, I guess, Punk and Drublic, I can listen to. But everything else, there's just, like, one song or something. And that's, there's so many of those, all the NOFX. I couldn't even tell you if I've heard the whole album before ever in, like, of all these
I albums. Would.
However, I can't say the same thing about Bad Religion. When I heard Bad Religion for the first time, I fell in love.
Yeah.
Bad Religion to me is
I would take Bad Religion over NOFX, no problem.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh fuck. Yeah. If like so and, someone just asked me the other day, they're like, "Hey, you're going to head out to Edmonton and go to the NOFX show?" The last thing. I'm like, "No." Like, they're so important to punk rock, and especially to my time of punk rock, 90s punk rock, like that they're so important, but at the same time, it's just like, cool, yeah, you know, I mean, I've seen them before, and, you know, and all that. If it was Bad Religion, I'd fly to, and if I knew that was their last tour or their last show, I would spend any amount of money, and I would have to go there, and there would be no two ways about it. Like, what? Bad Religion is so important.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, like, you know, I've had this conversation on the podcast before, and whatever, like, I you know, I like our like NOFX. We got tickets to the Montreal show. Jennifer's never seen NOFX, or I think she's seen them once, maybe, or maybe I don't know, but I've seen them a bunch of times. And that's the thing too, is like, I think what I'm really going for, doing it wrong, I want to see NOFX, but I think what I'm really going for is, see, Jennifer's never seen the Descendants, and they're on the same bill,
right?
Yeah, right. So like fucking Milo, and you got fucking Bill Stevenson, like, yeah, Black Flag, yeah, and the Descendants, you know what I'm saying? And I think the Circle Jerks are on there, and Dead to Me. They're like the opening, like all the bands that are opening for them are fucking killer. They're good.
Amazing.
But like, I've seen NOFX, I don't know, 7 times, 8 times, and probably 2 out of the 8 times they actually played decent.
Right.
Like, if it wasn't for El Jefe being in the band, I don't think the band would be where it is right now.
Yeah, the Jefe is the glue.
110% he is. 110% he is. He is the fucking glue.
Smelly's
a great drummer too. But I dare to ask people if Eric Melvin's a good guitar player. Like, no. Like it's a great band. And they're so important to the scene too. I don't mean to fucking talk shit about them. I guess I'm not just based on opinion, but like, So Long, Thanks for All Shoes is, in my opinion, I would go three albums. I would go So Long, Ribbed, and I'm a sucker for S&M Airlines too.
Right.
Because it just reminds me of like the old like 80s, late 80s punk rock, if you will. So
yeah, no, totally.
But I don't know. It is what it is. But yeah, I do agree with you on Bad Religion. Like Bad Religion, like fuck, like that band is. I don't think they've ever put a bad album. Well, when they're on,
yes, they
have. Yes, they have.
They did one bad album. What was that one? The synth one. That is like literally no one could find because they're. They literally canceled their own album. But
yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Into the Unknown, is that what it was?
Yeah, it is. Into the Unknown.
Yeah. And damn right, it went into the unknown and it just stayed there.
Yeah, I wasn't a really big fan. I don't mind the Gray Race. I don't like the Gray Race.
Yeah, like, hey man, I mean, like, they've got the records that are absolutely and a vast majority of them, they're absolutely amazing. But yeah, the Gray Race would be down at the bottom, but it's like still, like, put it in and still listen to it.
Still
and
fucking good,
you're not
yeah.
sitting there cringing to it, right? And there's bands that most certainly have these cringy albums that you're like, God damn, dude, what were you going through? But whatever. I mean, also, everybody can't be expected to release gold every single time.
No, exactly, to you, right? Like, it's like when Bad Religion went on to the major, everyone's like, da 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 da. I'm like, they're pretty good fucking albums. Like, everyone's just bitter because they fucking. Like, if you look at the fucking album, No Substance or. Well, The New America is kind of depressing because that's when he was going through a divorce, right? Greg Graffin. But when they sat there and did Stranger Than Fiction, right? Like, well, that was on the on Atlantic, the big label they signed to.
Yes,
but that's right. Yeah. So, anyways, so you guys are touring again. Are you guys coming to Ontario anytime or?
Yeah, we're trying to. Man, it is it is so expensive to.
Yeah, I hear you.
To do anything. So a big thing for us is the encouragement and the peeps out there that want us to go to places is most certainly there, which is so amazing and so we're just so fucking grateful for. It's just physically going to the places is like holy Christ. So we're literally right now Ontario is where we're trying to get to. We want to do some Ontario and Quebec. And but yeah, you know, like we have families and I have like two kids. I own a business. Ryan owns a business. Like we all have our things, so juggling. But yeah, Ontario is like we're going to Alberta in June to do a few shows, and then we're trying to see if we can get out to Ontario just after the summer. That's what we're trying to do.
Nice. I will totally be there. And that's the thing too. Like a lot of the bands like now too, like are coming back and like re-releasing or releasing new albums. Cause you guys are working on new music too, right?
Yep. Yeah. I'm literally demoing right now.
That's amazing. I can't wait to hear it too, actually.
Cool. Thanks.
But, some of the bands too, like that have families, they just go out on the weekends, right? And then come back, you know, weekend warriors. That's what MXPX does right now.
Is that what they're
trying
to do it?
Yeah, so they just go on like weekend tours, like do like two shows or whatever and go back home and then just do it again. It's almost like a little holiday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
So.
Well, we've been having a blast doing that. I mean, even this little, we're playing with Upside Down Man for two of the three shows in June.
No, that band rips
Actually,
too.
was that, sorry? Are you
That
talking?
band rips too.
Yeah, they're great. They sound great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, Friday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then fly home on the Sunday, and then go out and do another little. We have a couple other little runs that we're assembling right now. Again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, come home. That stuff's fun. Like it, it's like what better way to spend your weekend to
Yeah,
go home and play
exactly.
music?
Playing
Like
fucking
it's fucking
music you want to
great.
play. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man, it's super awesome.
Totally
It's
right.
just that, like some people are I've also received people's DMs where they're just bummed out that it's like, hey, like why aren't you coming out to Saskatoon, or why aren't you doing this? Not being mean, but just bummed out. Like it's like, fuck, man, you're one province away. It's just like,
Yeah.
yeah, so it's always just trying to figure out a way of doing it that we're not losing our pants, and we're able to, our whole mantra right now is just every inch of everything needs to be fun. It
Yeah.
needs to be a lot of fun and a lot of appreciation, and so far so good. I mean, every single show we've played has been just an absolute blast, and the people have been just absolutely incredible, and that's the whole thing. The minute it turns into a real drag and difficult, and back in the day, I personally had just a miserable fucking time. I just there's no room for that. It's only fun, so it's never work. It's just fun.
Well, that's it too, man. Is like as soon like it's a craft, right? And as soon as it starts feeling like shitty, then it's why bother doing it. It's the same thing too, is I was chefing for fucking 27, 28 years. And then I went, back into welding just because I want to be home with my family. I want to be home with Jennifer right on the weekends. But I moonlight at a restaurant on the weekends on Saturdays just because been doing it for fucking 20 years. It's sort of hard to get it out of your blood, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally,
Like,
absolutely.
that's crazy. So this is the part of
Absolutely.
the podcast where you are going to give me all the socials.
Oh, this so like the
Yeah.
where humans can find me type
That's it.
thing.
Yes.
Well, we're the most active on Instagram, I would say, on the old IGs, and I believe our thing is Another Joe Music,
Yep.
on the old Instagrams. The runner-up to that would be Facebook, where it too, I think, is Another Joe Music. And of course, if you just search our name, Another Joe, you're going to find us everywhere. But we're on the YouTubes, we're on the freaking Spotify's, we're on the freaking iTunes, we're on the just everywhere. Everywhere you find your favorite bands, you're gonna find us if you just do a search of Another Joe.
That's
But
amazing.
Instagram is definitely where I'm the most active, and
Yeah, the same with the podcast too. We're like that. We do pod, we do Instagram, we do TikTok,
oh yeah, TikTok as well.
which is works out pretty good for us. Facebook, whatever, and everything else. We just do that. But yeah, Instagram's great. But it's great to have you guys back. It's great to have you back into the scene. It's great to hear new music from Another Joe.
Thanks, man.
It
That's
brought me
awesome.
way back from the back in the day, and Ready or Not is a really rad fucking album.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
And
that.
all the remaster, like I said to you, man, like all the remaster stuff, like can be held up to anything that's being released right now. So
That's awesome.
it's
Thank you. I
amazing.
really appreciate that.
No, we appreciate you. So I just stay on the line, and thanks for doing this there, John.
Yeah, man, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's been fun to talk to you. I really appreciate it, Sean.
All right, cheers.
Thanks.